Chapter 10. Car Chase. Munro's car was probably the only car that Naylor had been able to organise in such a short time. It was not the car that Munro would have chosen. It was not very strong or heavy, nor was it very fast. The jeeps, on the other hand, were strong and fast. As soon as he saw them, Munro put his foot to the floor, and the car went faster. Virolainen immediately turned towards him. "What's the matter?" she asked.
"Look behind us," said Munro.
Munro was driving at over 160 kilometres an hour, but the jeeps were getting closer all the time. He thought quickly. There was no way he could escape by going faster than the jeeps. The motorway was almost empty, and they were not near any towns where he might be able to get away in some heavy traffic. He looked in the mirror. They were still about 30 metres away. Munro looked ahead as far as he could. He had to get off the main road. The only advantage he might have was on smaller roads that were not so straight. He saw a side road coming up on the right-hand side. He let the jeeps come up close behind him, then, at the last moment, he pulled the wheel round to the right and turned into the side road. The first of the jeeps was taken completely by surprise. It continued straight on past the turning. The driver of the second jeep was more awake. He must have seen the turning and realized that Munro might take it. He pulled hard on the wheel of the jeep, taking it up dangerously on two wheels as it went round the corner. Munro checked the mirror. Only one jeep was left, but the driver knew what he was doing. Munro was taking the corners as fast as he could, but the jeep was getting closer again. There were trees along both sides of the road. No turnings at all. Suddenly, they were on a straight piece of road again, and the jeep was right behind him. Munro could see the face of the driver in the mirror. Then the jeep hit the back of their car. Munro and Virolainen shot forwards in their seats. The car was thrown across the road and almost off the other side. Virolainen screamed.
"Hold on!"
shouted Munro. He could see a forest road further ahead on the left. If he could turn onto that, they might have time to stop the car and make a run for it through the trees. They would never get away in the car, but on foot they might have a chance. The forest road was still 50 metres away, and the jeep getting bigger in the mirror.
"Come on, come on," shouted Munro to himself. Then to Virolainen, "When I stop the car, get out and run. I'll follow you."
The forest road came nearer, but so did the jeep. There was another loud crash as the front of the jeep hit the car hard on the left-hand corner at the back. Munro pulled hard at the wheel to try and keep straight, but it was no good. Time seemed suddenly to go slow. The car was moving across the road on its side, now on its top, now on its other side. Munro heard Virolainen scream once more as the car turned over again on its way off the road and into the trees. The thought entered his mind that he must take off his seatbelt as soon as the car stopped turning over. But then there was a terrible noise as the car hit the first of the trees, and a loud crash as the car stopped. Munro felt his head hit the side of the car. Darkness came down behind his eyes.